Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is Peter No, and I have Mary Geffro here to start off your Motivation Monday. Mary, how are you doing today?
Absolutely fantastic. How are you?
I am getting ready to start the week. Had an amazing week last week already. Got a lot of BLD done. And I just have a lot of energy going through this Monday already. So I'm so excited to start it off. We have an amazing topic today to motivate you and to share some mindset topics today. But before we get started with that, I'd like for you to just have some announcements. I know we have a lot of events going on for this week, correct?
Yes, we do. What's amazing to me is going back into the back office and under event search, we have much more information back there and people are putting on their events. So in the past, many people would go on only to find academies. I suggest that all of you take a look back there because it will tell you different things. Like on the 16th in Powder Springs, Georgia, they have a fun health and fitness day at Lakeview. And then in Fort Collins, Colorado, they're having on the 18th, they're having a happy hour, healthy happy hour. So there's some really neat events, you know, going on back here. On the 20th in in Minnesota, they're having a product presentation. There's also an academy happening on the 20th in Charlotte, North Carolina. So whenever there's an academy, there always is a pre-academy guest night. And those are wonderful opportunities for you to bring on new people to learn about the Beamer, and especially the pre-academies. It seems like the energy in the room and the testimonials that are given, they're very powerful. We also have on February 22nd and 21st and 22nd is the Academy in Charlotte, North Carolina. And on the same weekend in Great Neck, New York, there is a health lecture that's happening on the 22nd. And then we have our Discover Beamer event in Carlsbad. So that's the very first Discover event happening in the United States. It's in Carlsbad, California at I don't believe it's at the corporate office. It's actually at the Westin Carlsbad Resort. So we'll be hearing about that after we do that. And then on the 23rd and 24th, there's an academy in Great Neck, New York. So take a look at the back office because there is a lot of information that we didn't have there before. And the other announcement is many of you may not know. So for those of you that have been to the Beamer.net, so in the back office, there's a Beamer.net that would take you to the old 1998 website that housed all of our pertinent information about Beamer and your business. They have actually merged that over into our dashboard. And so we have much more information at our fingertips about our own business on our own dashboard. So if you haven't been back to the dashboard in the last week or two, you might want to go out around, poke around and see what you can find. That's how I learn. I just poke around and look at all the new things there. So other than that, I think we can take it away with your fabulous talk. I need to get motivated this week.
Isn't it motivating just to hear all these events, all this action happening all across the country? I know we are literally just starting off our February now. I hope everyone is back on track from January. There's a lot of things happening in the community, around the world. There's a lot of news happening. But at the end of the day, what is your commitment? What are your goals? What are you focused on? What is in your calendar? And I know we're, Mary and I are really honing in and just keeping our message simple here from Monday Motivational, just to keep us always on the transformational side, because we understand that many of us here in our BEMA community, we're not really, really doing it as a full-time business. Most of us are not doing it as a part-time business. But what are you committed to the daily routines for yourself? Because we are in BEMA. You are using the BEMA twice a day, morning and night, right? We are constantly reminded, what is the passion, or what you know, if you're passionate about sharing the BEMA, how are you doing it day in and day out? What motivates you? So these, you know, this Motivational Monday or the Block Talk, the Block Talk Radio, is literally a daily reminder of our community, how we're growing, what are we doing here, and how are we communicating with the field. But you know, what if we're not here for you? What if you don't hear this every day? What if you don't have an accountability partner? What if you don't have a supportive sponsor or enroller? Or what if you feel like you're lost? What do you really do? And I kind of want to talk about this topic. What motivates you internally for yourself? So like myself, I do this business full every day, okay? We're considered what we call a full-timer. What is really a full-timer at BEMA? To me, literally a full-timer is if you really do one demo a day, okay? Some of us do 2 to 3 demos a day. That's really a full-timer. But for the average BEMA distributor who's just doing one demo a day, or even 2, 3 a week, that's still good enough, because you're committing to yourself to learn through that process. Doing a demonstration is really giving people your time. Again, I always talk about energy is time. What are we really giving or selling to people? We're selling them the opportunity to make your blood flow. When your blood flows, you're giving people energy. When you're giving people energy every day, how do we do it in a pace where people can understand it and feel what you're giving to them? And that's what you have to learn by doing demonstrations. Demonstrations is almost like when I was a barber, okay? I went to barber school. I had to learn how to cut hair. But if I don't know how to cut hair, if I don't go through that process, how to mess up people's hair, or don't know, you know, where to start with people's hair, how to learn from people's hair, then I can never go out to own my own barbershop or to own my own, to have my own station to really go out and cut hair to the public. You have to go through that fear part, and that's where we come in. And that's where today I would like to talk about accountability partners, or who do you go out to? Who do you reach out to really commit to or share what you're learning? Or do you have an accountability partner to kind of like be your mentor or to be your trainer? Just like if we were to go to the gym, you know, it is better to have a trainer, because a trainer can teach you how to properly use the right weights or the right tools to properly teach you how to build the right muscle. Same thing with when I was in a hair school. Again, I had to learn how to cut hair from professional hairstylists, because I wanted to learn how to hold the scissor right. I wanted to learn how to make sure that I have the right behaviors in the beginning stages of my career so I don't have to fix certain things or bad behaviors in the long run that doesn't work. Same thing with the Beamer demo. You know, we have so many tools now as far as in the back office. We have all these videos to show you. We have all these trainers now, you know, with the academies, with the Discover Beamer, with now the webinars on training to teach you really how to make a transformation or how to do a proper demo. But are you doing it? Okay, what is your motivation every day? What are your goals for here? And again, we do understand that not everyone is doing it as a business. But if you are doing it as a business, focus around yourself and give it yourself the time or plan it down on your calendar. So, you know, moving forward here, for those of you who are really serious about the business, do you have a calendar in front of you every day? Do you know what you're doing during breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week? Do you know where you're getting your how to approach the people to ask them if you can pique their interest, if they would like a demo? Do you know what you're sending to them every day? And if you don't, then you must learn how to do that. Or reach out to a mentor, reach out to an accountability partner, reach out to your uplines, your down team, your side teams. Reach out to anyone that you can latch onto and find a partner. Today's topic is finding a partner, accountability and commitment. It's what is keeping you going because motivation is what gets you started. We're here to motivate you, but guess what? We can motivate you only for so long, okay? We can only get you started for so long. But then it's the times when you wake up in the morning that you need that push, right? It's the end of the day where we know you're tired, but you need that push. And that's when the commitment comes in because it's what keeps you going. For myself, I'm a very self-motivated guy, okay? Because I know my fears. I know what's in the back of my mind every day, why I do this business. And the one of the main fears that I shared with you in January, in the beginning of the year, is one of my main fears is, actually, one of my two biggest fears, okay, it might sound kind of weird, but my two biggest fears, number one is taking a pharmaceutical drug. I will pay anything. I would do anything to stay away or to avoid or to never take a pharmaceutical drug. I'm even talking about down to a Tylenol or an aspirin. I would do anything for my body to stay healthy as possible, to keep it as natural as possible. That's my first fear. The second fear is I would do anything not to have a boss. I would do anything to stay away for someone to just to have a boss. And I learned that at a very, very young age, and I have stayed on that course forever. And that's what motivates me every day. So then my question for myself is, Peter, what do you have to do every day to avoid taking a drug? That means I got to take care of my temple. I got to take care of my body. I have to go out and learn what health technologies out there to be at optimal peak. I have to learn how do I detox to make sure we take out the chemicals out of our body every day. It's because that's the only thing we can't control these days. You can't control what goes into your mouth anymore or into your body because there's so much chemicals out there, okay? We're being bombarded in today's times more than ever. And that's what's making us sick. That's what's draining our body. That's what's poisoning our body. How do we take out the trash every day? With the Beamer. The Beamer is going to keep you going every day. It's taking out the trash for you every day, okay, within 8 minutes. But then now when you take out the trash, what is the other motivation? To me, not having a boss. So what does that mean? I have to do whatever it takes every day to find a way in my entrepreneurial spirit to learn what business model is out there. What can we really give to earn a living? What do you have to do to earn a living here? And to earn a living here in Beamer, it's such a unique program because if you learn how to sell one Beamer a month, just one Beamer, in 30 days, how many demos would you have to learn? How many people would you have to talk to sell one Beamer a month? Because that one Beamer a month, as a junior, you will earn $1,000 for commission. What did it take for you to earn $1,000? And most of us here, you can sell one Beamer a month just by default, just because you're looking better, you're feeling better, you're performing better because people see it in you. For some of us, one is not enough. For some of us, we might need to sell four Beamers a month as a senior to make $6,000 because the cost of, you know, living in California could be expensive. Some of us might have bigger goals. Some of us might have a bigger commitment. So we don't know that until you share that or you figure it out. Figure out your fears. Figure out your why. Figure out what pushes you every day so you know what you have to do. And when you figure it out, just put it down on your calendar. Do the three things, you know, focus on the three things you have to do to get you there. So if I don't know how to sell a Beamer or if I don't know where to start, I would have to, number one, look for a mentor. Look for someone who's already been in the business. Then number two, figure out your environment. Where are you going to get your demos from? Who would you have to talk to? In California, we can throw a rock and we'll hit 1 million people in my next door neighbor. Okay, but somewhere in the Midwest, you can throw a rock and you won't hit somebody 10 miles from you. So it's a different environment, different location, different places that can create different results. But at the end of the day, you have to figure it out. There's a reason why you're in Beamer. There's a reason why you found it. And there's a reason why how we can share this. Okay, and that is the process that you will have to go through one day. If you decide to take it on. If you don't do it, that's fine. Peter Glahn's vision is to have a Beamer in every home. Does that mean that every person is going to be selling Beamers? No. Somebody had to be sharing to that home one day. So it's all up to you. It's up to you where you want to be in this business. Is it up to you where you want to be in this community? Okay. But you are already a Beamerian. You already own the Beamer. You already are being beamed every day. So in my commitment every day is I have to share this with at least one person a day. I gave Beamer my commitment to help the community to be educated about this technology, to be educated about there's a hope or there's a solution for you, whether you know it or not. But people can look into my eyes and they know where my focus is because this is what we do every day. My job is to help others exactly to do what I'm here to share my dream. Hey, I'm scared of drugs and I'm scared of a boss. Do you have the same fear as I do? But this is what I did to get out of it. This is what I choose to do every day to make sure I don't take a drug, to make sure I don't have a boss. Because I know how to take care of my body because of my environment is teaching me. I know how to take care of my finance because I have a whole community that's teaching me how to earn money without having a boss. This is called self-entrepreneurial. This is called direct sales. This is called the 1099 world, right? And this is where you need to be if you want this. So we already have this community here. We're making sure every day now, just get motivated to get started, but keep yourself committed. Find a mentor. Find an accountability partner. There are plenty of people in your circle or in your environment that can help you with this, okay? And if you don't, reach out to us. There's plenty of people in different markets. As the Beamer is growing every day, there will be more and more people you can reach out to. And I want to leave with this too, because our community is growing fast. I really appreciate, you know, all the Beamerians who are even not doing this business, because whether you know it or not, our vision is really coming true. Okay. Well, I do believe one day there will be a Beamer in every home, because one day this world is going to wake up. One day we will take control back of our own lives. And this is how we have to do it. We have to give people energy. So I want to leave you with this. You have so much power. with that push of a button, you're actually pushing someone's life. With that push of a button, you're actually giving hope to that one family. With that push of a button, you're pushing energy to that person that can give them energy to do something else, which is giving them time. With that push of a button, we can really change people's lives for free, okay? It does not cost more than what you already invested in, but take the power of that button. Push that button, okay? That button will change people's life, and you will see what it feels like to be fulfilled when you make that transformation. So take responsibility for yourself. Learn how to make a transformation. Learn about the Beamer. Learn about how to communicate at the next level, because that's your commitment to yourself, and that's your commitment to Beamer, and that's commitment what you want to give back to the world, just like every day what we do here for ourselves. And we always strive to be better. So, Mary, I think I took a little bit longer than I did today, but I guess I have so much energy today. I just wanted to let this out, and I hope some of you resonated with this motivation this morning. But let's commit to each other, okay? We're in the second week of February. We still have plenty of time left of the year. There's a lot of things happening in Beamer. Get ready for the Dallas Convention. Come see all the events, see the excitement, plug back into the community. And Mary, I'm going to pass it back on to you and see who would love to share some of their thoughts, share something with our Beamer community here today, and we'll bring you back on this line.
Wonderful. So please, I can't talk this morning. Press 1 on your phone, and that will get you in line to share. I want to, you said so many things that my brain was like going, aha, yes, amen. For many of us, like I've shared that I am doing the Fast Track program. And the other times that I did not do the Fast Track program, I told myself, look, I'm so busy, I don't want to commit and let anybody down. And this last time, you know, timing was right. And I wasn't planning on it, but I did say yes. I stepped into my fear of actually being accountable to others, and it changed everything. I just having to show up and be accountable to my team is making my actions in the day totally different, because it's not about me, it's about them. And what I love that you said, Peter, is that we are changing one life at a time. And I've said this before, I'm actually quite shy. And what motivates me to actually open my mouth and share Beamer? And again, I say it's because of all the people that I've heard in all the events I've been to where people give their testimony. If so-and-so would not have shared Beamer with me, goodness, I don't know where I would be today, meaning in their health situation. So I love Randy Hood's 3-foot rule, and that is he tries to talk to anybody within 3 feet of him and introduce Beamer. And so for us that are busy and we have other things in our life other than Beamer as our full-time business, this is where the Fast Track program has helped me to actually say something to the person in the grocery line and to open my mouth and share Beamer with people. And it's amazing, the response is very open, and it's not a chore. What I thought would be so hard, it's amazing when you put your focus on it that it's not hard at all. It's just a matter of changing our habits. So we all know what we should do, but what keeps us from actually doing it? And they say, well, you have to figure out your why. And we, you know, I've talked to so many people. It's like, yeah, I know my why. I've done my vision board. And that accountability partner, even if it's somebody that has nothing to do with Beamer, that makes you accountable to them, whoever you are going to be motivated to be accountable for in your daily life. Accountability partners are a wonderful way to go. Don't knock it till you try it. Anyway, we have nobody that has pushed 1 to say a happy Monday morning to us and share their experiences. So, Peter, do you have anything else you'd like to say? But before you do, I didn't mention the Palm Springs Academy. That is the end of this month, February 28th and 29th, and we do have our pre-academy night presentation that's happening the 27th. So if you want to join us, we'd love to have you. We still have seats to fill. Okay, Peter, you have any last words of wisdom you want to share?
Last words of wisdom. I guess everybody's still waking up for this Monday from the weekend, which is an awesome thing. I think we said everything we have to say for today. I think I will leave, though. I would leave with a motivational saying before we end this call today. Success is the sum of small efforts, repeated day in and day out. Success is the sum of small efforts, repeated day in, day out. We all have big dreams. You don't have to be big or chunk it all down at one time, which I've done many times and failed miserably many times. What I have learned really is just to be patient now and just do the little things every day that leads to the weekly goals and the monthly goals, and just be patient with it every day. That is my motivational Monday saying for you. Just repeat things day in and day out. The success is the sum of all small efforts. I hope you enjoyed this Motivational Monday Blog Talk today. This is Peter No and Mary Geffro, and we are signing out. Enjoy your week, everyone, and go happy beaming.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.